Blog Talk Radio.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones. Tim, you can go and brush your shoulders off, nigga. I got you. Yeah. You feeling like a pimp, nigga? Go and brush your shoulders off. Ladies and pimps too. Go and brush your shoulders off. Niggas are crazy, baby. Don't forget that boy told you kick. Turn up your shoulders. Probably go with the yard. Probably be locked by the boss. Trying to hustle some things that go with the Porsche. Feeling no remorse. Feeling like my hand was false. Middle finger to the law, nigga. Gripping my ball. Said the ladies, they love me. From the bleachers, they screaming. All the ballers is bouncing. They like the way I be leaning. All the rappers be hating. Off the track that I'm making. But all the hustlers, they love it. Just to see one of them kicking. From the bottom of the bottle to the top of the pot. Nigga, London, Japan, and I'm straight up the block. Like a running back. Get it, man, I'm straight up the block. I can run it back, nigga, cause I'm straight with the rock. If you feeling like a pimp, nigga, gone, brush your shoulders off. Ladies and pimps too, gone, brush your shoulders off. Niggas are crazy, baby, don't forget that boy told you kid. Back, turn up your shoulder, you gotta get. Back, turn up your shoulder, you gotta get. In the kitchen with soda, I just whipped up a watch, trying to get me a sober, trying to stretch up a toga, like a wrestler, yes sir, keep the heckler close, you know them smokers are pressure, but I got 52 cars went out, I'm through dealing now, 52 bars come out, now you feel them now, 52 cars roll out, remove ceiling in case 52 bras come out, now you chilling with a boss, 50 cars, FC on the sleeve, like a 40-40 club, ESPN on the screen, playing great for the team. Plus the slippers are clean. No chrome on the wheels. I'm a goner for real. Ladies feeling like a pimp, nigga. Gone, brush your shoulders off. Ladies and pimps too. Gone, brush your shoulders off. Niggas are crazy, baby. Don't forget that boy told you kid. Back, turn up your shoulder. You gotta get. 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 Back in the building, Brooklyn, we back on the map. Me and my beautiful bitch in the back of the back. I'm the realest to run it. I just happen to rap. I ain't got a clap at them niggas scared of that black. I drop that black album, then I back out. It as the best rapper alive, nigga. Ask about me from bricks to billboards, from Grammy to Grammy. The O's the opposite. Off the candy, got a garden chain for selling out the garden in the day. I'm like a young Marvin in the day. I'm a hustler, homie. You a customer crony. Got some dirt on my shoulder. Could you brush it off on me? If you feeling like a pimp, nigga, gone, brush your shoulders off. Ladies and pimps too, gone, brush your shoulders off. Niggas is crazy, baby. Don't forget that boy told you kid. Back, turn up your shoulder, you gotta get. 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 Back, turn up your shoulder. Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest. Best rapper alive. Best rapper alive.
Yo, 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 this is Jeremy Scipio here with 100% Black Radio. I hope you guys are ready tuning in to the show. It's currently 10:34. We have some technical difficulties to get out the way, but, you know, yeah, we're going to get it started. I'm standing up for Trey Love. You know what I'm saying? He blessed me with this mic, so let's get it started. I don't know. I'm sitting here with my man Maurice Spears. He's also a fellow comic. I guess I'll start off with comedy news. Tracy Morgan in trouble again. You know, I don't know if y'all knew a couple of weeks ago, he did probably about a month ago, I guess, he got in trouble for some homophobic raps against gay people during his stand-up comedy routine. Now Tracy Morgan is in trouble for telling some retard jokes about his crippled girlfriend having a tiny T-Rex arm. Now, everybody knows Tracy Morgan's style of comedy. I don't know why they're tripping on this guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, this, I mean, this is typical Tracy stuff. You know what I'm saying? But they saying that, what is it, CEO of the ARC, Peter Burns, a nonprofit advocacy group serving people with intellectual and developing disabilities, is demanding Morgan to apologize. You know what? I don't care. I think this is good. I think it's publicity. I think if Tracy Morgan's a rapper, he should put an album out right now. Take a page from 50 Cent's book. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No. To tell you the truth, I'm shocked. I'm shocked and I'm appalled. And I thought Tracy Morgan was a clean comedian from what I heard. You know, he said, like, very clean. I'm just shocked when I heard this. I'm like, this is not Tracy Morgan I was told about. You know?
Shut up. You know, Tracy Morgan and Queen do not go together, man. That's just not true.
And you want to talk about, like quitting and stuff?
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. I ain't going to lie, man. I'm going to go on record. This shit is hilarious. It's like young retarded males are like strong chips. That is hilarious coming from Tracy Morgan. He actually looks like a monkey. This shit is hilarious.
Y'all strong, though, man.
Oh, man. But, I mean, I'm like this, man. Like, they don't, a lot of people don't see the comedians coming up in their grind, you know what I'm saying? Like, we do this stuff on a daily basis, saying, like, thought-provoking things, you know what I'm saying? Some stuff is shock humor, but it's all an exaggeration. This is part of the act. This is what we do. People always take it out of context as far as what we do with our art. But you know what? As long as people are laughing and entertained, I don't see the problem.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And also, there's no such thing as bad publicity. I know this may look like Tracy Morgan, but obviously he ain't stopped doing comedy, so it ain't that bad. When Kanye West insulted Taylor Swift, he stopped doing music for freaking almost a year. You know what I'm saying? But Khalid
ain't that strong with that last album. My Dark Twisted Fantasy, man. That album fire mics right
now. Yeah, no comment. Oh, man. But, yeah, anyway, reason why I started the show off with Dirt Off My Shoulder by Jay-Z, because I feel like that's how Tracy Morgan should treat this whole incident. I mean, just Dirt Off His Shoulders. Go ahead and get it off, Tracy. I mean, probably stay out the public eye for a little bit, but then come back a little stronger, man. I wouldn't even worry about that type of stuff, man. In other news, I don't know if you guys watched the Catch a Predator show. Oh, that show was awesome. I don't know if you ever watched that. Basically, you know, the show is about... it's on Dateline NBC. It's a guy who interviews child molesters and child predators, set up like a sting operation by the police. The people wander in and thinking that they're going to, you know, have sex with this little girl, little boy. And then basically they're greeted by Chris Hansen from Dateline NBC. And the show was hilarious, guys. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's hilarious, man. It doesn't come out on, it's not on DVD. Dateline NBC. It's Dateline NBC. They should actually put it on the DVD collection. I'll be live, though. You can probably get it somewhere online. Just YouTube it like everybody else does. Nobody buy stuff anymore. Anyway, Chris Hansen himself, the guy who busts child molesters and child predators, got busted cheating on his wife with a chick who was 20 years younger than him. If that's not irony, I don't know what is.
How old is
she? She's 31, but he's 50. But it's just the irony of the situation. You know, this guy normally busts 30-year-olds for messing with 10-year-olds. Now, he's a 50-year-old messing with 20-year-olds or 30-year-olds. You know what I'm saying? Chris Hansen, you know what I'm saying? You know, man, just need to practice what you preach, man. That's all I'm saying. Jeremy said 100% Black Radio. Oh, and by the way, guys, I know we got started. Hey, Brody Peters. What up? Anyway, I know we got started off at, I started off a little quick, but I'm going to go ahead and clarify for you. This is 100% Black Radio. 100% Black was established in 2002 by me and a cousin of mine. It's basically an entertainment capital. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's basically what we're doing. People get confused by what 100% Black means. 100% Black. You know, you always get those, what is that supposed to mean? White people can't enjoy, in, you know, music and comedy and all that. No, it's not that. Actually, white people are our main customers. We love 100% Black, love white people.
Yeah.
Don't want to get it twisted. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But 100% Black is just basically saying the symbol for 100% Black is B%. just saying be 100%, be you, be true. You know what I'm saying? That is basically what I'm trying to push here. You know what I'm saying? You know, 100% black. And I don't mean, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, people can try to twist it whatever way they want, but, you know, we're pushing positivity, promoting positivity.
Yeah, that's what it's about, my brother. At the end of the day, it's about pushing out the positivity about the black community, you know, doing our thing, you know what I'm saying? That's my piece right there.
Yeah. you can hold your peace. Peace, be still. That's what, oh, man. Anyway, guys, we're going to go ahead and kick it off to a song, Moment for Life, and then we'll be back to you in a second. Going to check on the callers and see what's going on. But, yeah, Jeremy Scipio, Marley Spears, 100% Black Radio. Let's go.
Fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up, it's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. In this moment
down to your knees. Young Money, the mafia, that's where the love sees. I'm in the Dominican, Big Papi Ortiz, doing target practice, all these bitches just aiming to please. Shout out to the CEO, 500 degrees. Shout out to the OBO, Red Wings and Fatigues. Ah, niggas wanna be friends, how coincidental. This supposed to be all year, we ain't get the memo. A young king, pay me a gold. 40 got a bunch of weed, he ain't even roll. These niggas be dropping cones, they ain't even cold. Weezy on top and that nigga ain't even home yet. Yeah, be very afraid. These other rappers getting bodied and carried away. Fuck it, me and Nicki, they getting married today. And now you bitches that be hating can catch a bouquet. Ooh, yeah, you a star in my eyes. You and all them white girls, party of five. Are we drinking a little more? I can hardly decide. I can't believe we really made it, I'm partly surprised. I swear, damn, this one for the books, man. I swear this shit is as fun as it looks, man. I'm really trying to make it more than what it is. Cause everybody dies, but not everybody lives.
That I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. In this moment I just feel so alive. I have become alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive. Alive.
a lot. I wish that I could have this moment for life.
Moment for life. Moment for life. I know Tracy Morgan wished he had his moment for life. He wants this moment to be over as soon as possible. Nah, what's going on, guys? Back with 100% Black Radio. It's Jeremy Scipio in the building with Maurice Spears.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 10:45 a.m. You know, we're getting in kind of early, but you know what I'm saying? We rocking. We back on Tracy Morgan, you know what I'm saying, telling his, you know, talking about his thing, you know. For those who weren't tuning in before, I'm just going to re-up on, you know, the topic. Everybody know, I'm pretty sure everybody knows about Tracy Morgan getting in trouble. We're talking about the gays. For those who don't know what he said basically that he would, if his son was gay, he would stab him in the head, which I thought was pretty funny. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's never stabbed anybody, so I don't know. Anyway, now he's in trouble for saying some jokes towards some retarded people. He said, he basically said he had a crippled ex-girlfriend with T-Rex arms. And he said, don't ever mess with a woman who has a retarded kid. Them young retarded kids, them young retarded males is strong. They're strong like chips. I also think that's hilarious. But don't put me on the record for that. But, yeah, we had a caller call in. Want to go ahead and, you know, the request lines are popping up. But I wanted to bring my man, Son Edwards, in. And he wanted to say his piece on there. Son Edwards, you there?
What's happening, man?
Yeah, we are weighing in on the Tracy Morgan thing. Wanted to go ahead and get your take on it, man. What's up?
Man, it's crazy, man. It's funny. I don't know where we come to the point that we can voice our opinion and make jokes about different issues. It's amazing to me, man. I mean, how insensitive is this country? It's funny how really it's hypocritical because on one end, we love watching the news, watch all these murders and suicides happen. We love watching all this gluts and demonic and scary movies, right? And pay all this money to watch these movies, right? Mafia, gangster movies. And then a comedian on the stage making a joke about paralyzed children or homosexuals. You know, he's the worst person in the world. It's crazy. But that's why these different movies and TV shows are so popular, so gruesome and popular because people watch them. But then you're a comedian, you're on stage making jokes about the same little crap that we love going to watch. All of a sudden, you're the worst person in the world. I mean, it's crazy that they treat Stacey Morgan, man. All these comedians make racial jokes, sexual rudeness comments. I mean, retarded jokes. I mean, Eddie Murphy made his money off making, he made his fortune off homosexual and faggot jokes. I mean, faggot jokes, homosexual jokes, and also cripple jokes. He made a living off that money, of those type of things, man. What's our problem? But we laugh at something that's not affecting us. But when someone says something about us, it hits us, all of a sudden we offend it. You know what I'm saying?
Because
the homosexuals going to the Tracy Morgan's comedy show, I'm pretty sure they're out there laughing about other things that might offend other people. But somebody says about the homosexual stabbing his own child, he came home and said he's gay, all of a sudden they're offended by that. But come on, man.
Be
real, man.
You're right, though. It's ridiculous, man, because I'm thinking like, I figured, just like you said, I was thinking Eddie Murphy, like, prime example. Man, if you look at all the great comics, they've made jokes about the same exact thing. You know what I'm saying?
It's funny, man.
How they treat comedians or just people and just celebrities because the same thing they build you up with is the same thing they will slay you with. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Like,
that's true, man. Like, even the dude from Seinfeld, he made little racial slurs, you know what I mean? And people were upset about what he said, man. But, you know, he a comedian, he probably meant it from his heart or he didn't mean it from his heart. It doesn't really matter. I mean, comedians, that's their pocket. They say things that's rude and disrespectful, and that's what makes us laugh. Now, come on now. Be for real.
Exactly. And on top of that, man, one thing they got to realize is it's an act. You know what I'm saying? I'm a comedian, man, you know, young, up and coming, and I said things that I necessarily not meant. It's meant in exaggeration. You don't go to a movie and be like, oh, man, I'm offended by Denzel Washington or Tom Hanks for portraying a man that has AIDS or HIV, you know what I'm saying? Or Tom Hanks portraying a man who's retarded, you know what I'm saying? Like, how you don't get mad at him? You praise him. You give him rewards.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true, man. That's amazing.
And on top of that, man, Tracy Morgan, this is not only, this is his type of humor. This is nothing wrong.
Right.
Like, this is his shit. This is what got him where he's at. Why would he stop? You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's like, what gay person wandered in was like, oh, Tracy Morgan, you know, he's my favorite comic, man. I wonder what sweet stuff he's going to say today. You know what I'm saying? No, he's going to say shit like this.
He's going to be rude, man.
If to buy a Tracy Morgan ticket, I'm pretty sure at some point you heard Tracy Morgan's comedy, and this is what you expect. I'm just saying.
Right. Right.
On top of that, man, Red Fox, his style was similar to, I feel like Tracy Morgan's, man. And he said way worse stuff, man. Cannot even compare. George Carlin, too, man. He said some straight up shit. I mean, like, really, you know what I mean? Like, you know, people don't understand. I understand the Michael Richards thing, you know.
Right.
And I understand that. But George Carlin has been on stage. He said nigga before. You know what I'm saying? Nobody tripped over it. Why? Because he was in the Don Rickles. Yeah, like, because, you know, he was getting his point across. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, there's difference there's a difference between maliciousness and just emphasis and exaggeration. You know what I'm saying? It's all in fun.
I don't care if it's malicious or not malicious. I don't care about that. They're comedians, man. They're going to say offensive things, man. So we can't put our sensitive panties on when we go to these comedy shows and expect this guy to operate a certain type of pocket. He's going to get out the pocket the whole time. That's what he do. And if you're sensitive about the word nigga, the white guy saying nigga, you say it. I mean, that's a whole other topic, but come on, man. These comedians are going to be offensive. They're going to talk about your mama, talk about your daddy, talk about your kids. They're going to do that, man. They're going to talk about faggot, homeless, cripple. That's what they do. And matter of fact, Stacey Morgan, don't he have like some kind of a blood disease or something?
Yeah,
he has some kind of blood disease, right? So if you talk about that with him, he going to be offended by that? I mean, some folks, it's funny, but it's reality. He got some kind of blood disease, man. So, I mean, come on, man. He can talk about that. He ain't going to be like, oh, God, you talking about blood diseases. I have a blood disease, and I'm going to die soon, and that's not fair. Get out of here, man. That's crazy. And Jordan Soto, bro.
Hey, man. Hey, go ahead and plug yourself, man. You know what I mean? Sud Edwards, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad he's tuning in and everybody else tuning in. You know, he's a great guy, man. You got anything you want to say?
Yeah, man, I'm signing up. I do a show on Blog Talk Radio on Monday nights at 11 o'clock, man. Mondays and Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock right on Blog Talk Radio, man. It's like three black men, Sean Edwards, three black men is under the umbrella of Sean Edwards, man. We talk about everything, man, that black men like to talk about. Three black men, crazy, funny show. We also do a show here in the ATL, man, on 1570 AM The Light, the Sean Edwards Morning Show, morning talk show. Talk about issues that's in the community, man. Important stuff. Screams live, WIDOAM.com. WIDOAM.com. Again, my name is Sean Edwards. Check me out. I'm going to hit your page, man. Make sure me and you be friends and build a relationship, network, you know?
All right, man. Thanks, man. I really appreciate it, man. Hey, thanks for calling in, man. You're a good brother, man. Hopefully, we can do a lot more stuff together.
Bless you, guys.
All right, guys. You just heard Sean Edwards weigh in on the Tracy Morgan situation. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and bring in one of my favorite all-time rappers, if not the favorite. Nah, he's my favorite. Bring in Nas with New York State of Mind.
Yeah, yeah. And yo, Black, it's time.
Word.
Bird Simon, it's time, man. All right, begin. Yeah. Straight out the fucking dungeons of rap. Where fake niggas don't make it back. I don't know how to start this. Rappers are monkey flipping with the funky rhythm. I be kicking, musician, inflicting composition of pain. I'm like Scarface, sniffing cocaine, holding an M16. See with the pen, I'm extreme. Now, bullet holes left in my peepholes. I'm suited up with street clothes. Hand me a 9 and out the beat flows. Y'all know my CeeLo, with or without the airplay. I keep some E and J, sitting bent up in the stairway. Or either on the corner, betting grants with the CeeLo champs. Laughing at bass edge, trying to sell some broken amps. G-Packs get off quick forever, niggas talk shit. Reminiscing about the last time the task force flipped. Niggas be running through the block shooting. Time to start the revolution, catch a body head for Houston. Once they caught us off guard, the MAC-10 was in the grass. And I ran like a cheetah with force of an assassin. Picked a Mac up, your brother's back up. The Mac spit, lead was hitting niggas, one ran. I made a Mac flip, heard a few chicks scream. My arm shook, couldn't look, gave another squeeze. Heard it click, yo, my shit is stuck. Try to cock it, it wouldn't shoot, now I'm in danger. Finally pulled it back and saw three bullets caught up in the chamber. So now I'm jetting to the building lobby, and it was full of children, probably couldn't see as high as I be. It's like the game ain't the same. Got younger niggas pulling the triggers, bringing fame to their name and claim some corners. Crews without guns and corners. In broad daylight, stick up kids, they run up on us. Four fives and gauges, maxes back. Same niggas that catch you back to back, catching your cracks in black. There was a snitch on the block, getting niggas knocked. So hold your stash to the coke price spot. I know this crackhead who said you gotta smoke nice rock. And if it's good, you bring your customers a measuring pot. But yo, you gotta slide on a vacation. Inside information keeps lost, niggas erasing and they rhyme basing. It drops deep as it does in my breath. I never sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. Beyond the walls of intelligence, life is a crime. I think of crime when I'm in a New York state of mind. State of mind. I'm a gangster, drinking Moet, rolling text, making sure the cash came correct. Then I set investments in stock, sewing up the box to sell rocks. Winning gunfights with mega cops, but just a nigga walking with his finger on the trigger. Make enough figures until my pockets get bigger. I ain't the type of brother made for you to start testing. Give me a Smith and Wesson, I have niggas undressing. Thinking of cash flow, cooler and shelter. Whenever frustrated, I'm a hijack Delta. And the PJs, my blend tape plays, bullets are sprayed. Young bitches are sprayed, each block is like a maze full of black rats trapped. Plus the album is packed. From what I hear in all the stories, when my people come back black, I'm living where the nights is jet black. The fiends fight to get cracked. I just mac, I twist my sit back and laugh like Capone. With drug trips known, all the legal luxury life, rings flooded with stones. Homes, I got so many rhymes, I don't think I'm too sane. Life is parallel to hell, but I must maintain it be prosperous. So we live dangerous. Cops could just arrest me, blaming us for hell like hostages. It's only right that I was born to use mic, and the stuff that I write is even tougher than dice. I'm taking rappers to a new plateau, through rap flow. My rhyming is a vitamin, hell without a capsule. The smooth criminal on beat breaks. Never put me in your box if your shit eats tape. The city never sleeps, full of villains and creeps. That's where I learned to do my hustle, had to suffer with freaks. I'm an addict for sneakers, 20s a Buddha and bitches with beepers. In the streets I could reach her, about blunts I teach her. Inhale deep, like the words in my breath. I never sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. I lay puzzle as I backtrack to earlier times. Nothing's equivalent to the New York state of mind. State of mind.
Yo, that was Nas with New York State of Mind. That's my favorite rapper of all time. I always ask me, you always get the same answer. Yo, yeah, tuning in. This is Jeremy Scipio with 100% Black Radio. His time is currently 10:58. I don't know if those who wasn't tuning in, I was going to have to catch you up. So far, we covered the Tracy Morgan situation and the Chris Hansen's Catch a Predator. I wanted to move on. I don't know if y'all know, Tupac's back from the grave again. This dude coming back more than Jesus. He released two new diss tracks, apparently. They're unreleased diss tracks, but I don't know where he get this from. You know what I mean? It's 2011, the guy died in 1996, but here he is releasing new music. Tupac's diss track, it's called Watch Your Mouth, and currently he is dissing Dr. Dre, Nas, De La Soul, Wendy Williams, Biggie, and Diddy. Apparently, Tupac didn't like Wendy Williams' new show. He said he hates the new show, the new show format. And, yeah, Tupac, I guess he's pissed at Dr. Dre because Detox ain't out yet. He said, I heard that Kush shit, and he said it's whack, homie. You come up with something better. I don't know what Tupac's mad about.
just another Tupac impersonator. That's all it is. Another Tupac impersonator trying to act like he's Pac. Come on.
Nah, I think it's really Pac, man. You know what I'm saying? I think he's chilling on an island. That's what my cousin told me. He's chilling on an island in a boat. And, yeah, like, he just swimming around, you know, in the ocean, just hanging out on an island and doing island shit.
Tupac.
Like, coconuts and shit. And making rap albums whenever he get bored.
You have another diss track different Drake, man.
I think it's funny when people go like, people like, man, if Tupac was still here, man, Lil Wayne wouldn't have a career. I was like, man, if Tupac was still around, he probably would have retired and started preaching.
Oh, he would have been whack now because he just kept pushing out albums and they would have been the whack. They wouldn't live off to his last album, to his great album.
It's legacy.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Tupac.
I think he would have been whack if he was still out right now. I think he would have been acting.
I mean, yeah, he would have been acting. Yeah, he definitely had superstar status.
He retired during the tour.
Yeah, I mean, I'm retired. Yeah, he definitely retired. He's permanently checked out.
Yeah.
Moving on, I want to talk about the, I don't know if everybody's seen the BET Awards. Your boy Chris Brown cleaned up, apparently. A lot of people aren't happy about it because I guess, you know, this seems like it's a victory for the women beaters around around the world, but it's not really about that, you know. I'm proud of Chris Brown. You know, he made a comeback. It's all about, you know, Hollywood and people trying to shatter your image, man. And when you make a comeback from anything, no matter what it is, you know, whether it's drugs or whatever related, as long as you're doing something positive, man, I'm always behind positivity. And you know, I like to give a shout out to Chris Brown straight from 100% Black Radio. You know, keep doing your thing. I thought it was kind of funny that apparently. Rihanna and Drake was announced to win the BET Viewer's Choice Award, but then they slipped up, and Chris Brown had to come back and take his trophy. So it's kind of ironic that Rihanna goes up to win the award, and he said, "Nope, give me that too."
BET did it on purpose. It was planned. This was publicity. That's what they did. That's what BET does.
Hey guys, I hate to say it, I love publicity. I'm not gonna lie.
They did it on purpose.
That was hilarious, man. Give me that trophy. Also, moving on, man, I don't know if you know the thing that's sweeping the nation, planking. I don't know if you know what planking is. It's the lying down game. Basically, you go in everyday normal situations, and you find some place to perch yourself up on, flat, toes pointed, arms pointed, kind of like a dead fish, and you just lay there and somebody takes a picture of you. It's called planking. It originated from, you know, the old pirates thing where they say, oh, walk, they plank making. You know, and a lot of people are getting upset because they're saying it's slave related. They say they used to make the slaves do that.
That's what my brother said when he seen my picture of me planking. He was like, "That's some slave shit right there, man. Why are you looking like that?"
I mean, I don't really care about stuff like this, man. People act like slavery was a bad thing.
It was a bad thing.
I mean, it wasn't. I mean, a lot of good things came from it. You know what I mean? Like, look at where we at. I'm not promoting slavery, guys. I'm like, oh God, I'm gonna be the next Tracy Morgan. I'm not promoting slavery. I'm just saying that I don't think planking is related to slavery, but if it is, it doesn't matter. I think people just try to find things to complain about, man. This is good, clean fun. You know, straight up. It has nothing to do, it's not like people, it's better than flicking off the middle finger in your pictures, you know what I'm saying? You taking, what, jail poses and people looking stupid on pictures, you know what I'm saying? Not like they're holding guns up in pictures. Good, clean fun. Nothing wrong with that. As long as you're not breaking the law, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, it's funny that a lot of celebrities are actually partaking in this planking thing. Dwight Howard, it seems like he's in the lead of something. No, he's in the lead of planking right now.
He's planking in a restaurant or something?
He's planking at a McDonald's, what it looks like.
I look shocked, like, what are you doing?
Rosario Dawson's also a professional planker. Yeah, it started off with some white boy shit, but now it's kind of popular.
It's actually invented in Australia.
Australia. Yes. Dwight Howard, Slim Thug, let's see, Gilbert Arenas. They're planking on lawnmowers. They're planking in hotels, planking outside in the street. Ellen Page. Flavor Flav is planking. Flavor Flav, you walked a long time ago, actually. Man. Let's see, who else? Evelyn Lozada, Zara Dawson again. LaToya Luckett, planking. I like to see Jay-Z and Beyonce plank. Let's see what the big money doing that shit.
Yeah, is that Obama planking?
Obama.
Obama and Hugo Chavez planking.
Joe Button planking. Kristen Bell. Man, the list goes on. Man, I don't know. You know, I mean, I haven't blanked yet. But that's just something I looked at. I was like, I'd be good at that. And I moved on with my life. You know, I don't know.
Me.
You know, it's good, clean fun. I don't think anything's wrong with that. Some people might disagree. Hey, more power to you. You know what I'm saying? But planking, that's a good, clean fun.
Who would you like to see plank?
Who would I like to see plank? It's a Tupac. I like to see him planking. Some thugs planking.
Planking
from the
grave. People think he's alive, man. That dude's dead.
Tupac is still alive, man.
Thought
they'd
be dead.
Tupac is alive.
Oh, Raven
Simone. I'd love to see her plank right on top of me. Plank? No. Raven Simone, I don't know if you guys know, Raven Simone lost a lot of weight. I approve the weight shift, but I liked her when she was big, too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she was getting over the size, but she worked 300 mil. Let's keep it real. 300 mil, let's keep it real. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I would. You know what I mean? Whew. Raven, don't trip.
Don't they think they need to
get
on Twitter, man?
Athletes. You said athletes on Twitter?
Yeah.
Donovan McNabb.
Thinks athletes need to get off Twitter.
Social media, you know what I'm saying? I feel like this. Some people don't need to know how to keep their mouth shut. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to be revealing game plans and other athletes' business online. You know what I'm saying? In any aspect. You know what I'm saying? But that doesn't matter, man. Twitter's what you make it, man.
Just on a mass Twitter during Super Bowl.
I'm tired, man. I'm choking. Socks.
Hey, that's all something because I'm going to throw the ball in the hole because I keep choking. Choke during the Super Bowl, don't me now, man. You don't have a right to bash me, man.
That's rude, man.
Yeah, man, you choked during the Super Bowl, man. That was a great opportunity, and you choked.
T.O. bashes everybody, by the way.
T.O. had a broken leg, and he caught 9 passes for 122 yards, man. He didn't choke.
Well, since we moved into the sports talk, let's talk about Floyd Mayweather fighting Victor Ortiz.
Oh, yeah, press conference was yesterday in L.A. Live, man.
Yeah, it was cool. Were you there?
Oh, I wanted to be there, but no, I wasn't.
Well, Floyd Mayweather, you know, he got this fight coming up. It's going to be great. Was it September 11th? September 17th, sorry, in Las Vegas. It's going down. Let me shut up. We know Floyd's going to win, but I think what the big question is, when is Floyd going to lose? And I think that'll probably be the Manny Pacquiao.
No, it's going to happen, man. He's going to work Manny Pacquiao, man. It's not going to be close, man.
Man, I feel like one thing boxing and coming have in common is confidence. I really believe in a confident boxer. I believe in Floyd Mayweather because he's very confident. The only person he's not confident in fighting is this Manny Pacquiao situation. I think he's scared.
Well, Manny Pacquiao roided up, man. They do have some roids in the system. All you got to do is take a blood test and urine test.
He upset, too.
No, he didn't take it, man.
He took a urine test. He needed to take a blood test.
Yeah,
man.
Blood test, man.
Yeah.
You got to take that blood test.
Well, look, man, I play straight up, man. Like, straight up, I like a confident boxer, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, confident, technical, and smart.
Yeah, he's also scared. Right as he is. Look,
oh,
man. Look, I'm like this. If me and you was going to fight, and he was like, man, I ought to knock your ass out right now. And I'd be like, all right, man, yeah, dude. Before you knock me out, though, you want to take a piss first? Go to the restroom real quick.
What's the difference?
Let's take a bathroom break.
That's a street fight, man. We're talking about a boxing fight. You sign a contract, get paid millions of dollars, man. You got the whole. Got titles on the line.
This is true, but it's like it's a difference between if he said like he was like, hey, you want to fight? Like, all right, cool, man. I'm a stretch. You know what I'm saying? Because real men stretch. I respect that a little more than it's like he's nervous. I have faith in Floyd, but this little scary cat mentality he got going on. Have you ever seen him act like this towards any other boxer? Yes or no?
Everybody says he's ducking all kind of boxes, and he faces them and beat them. Then they're going to say, oh, he's too old or whatnot. Man, he's going to run through Pacquiao like any other opponent, man. Pacquiao sloppy. He doesn't have a different game plan, so if something goes wrong, he don't know how to use a second game plan. He's going to get beat, man. Floyd's going to beat him easily, man. I bet you, man.
Easily? I don't know. I like this. I had confidence in Floyd. Now, I'm still like this. If the fight go down, I'm on Floyd Mayweather's side, but if he brings all that shaky shit that he's doing off the mat onto the mat, He gonna lose. I'm just saying, man. He acting scared, man. I mean, yeah, get on and fight the man. Knock him out. Roid it up or not.
Take that blood.
Roid him out or not, man. I don't care how.
They both taking the test, man. So what's the problem?
If he on steroids, knock him out with the roids in him.
He must
look
on something, man.
A real G knock him out with the roids in him. A real G knock him out.
A real G gonna get his money, man.
He's getting his money.
Fair fight.
He's getting his money, man. He ain't gonna be all right. Knock him out, Floyd, if you
can. Y'all got to do is take the test, man. That's all you got to do, take the test.
This man, I don't think still in.
That's this man, he's soft right there.
Yeah, you need to work on your impression. What was that?
Yeah, that's
like you. Both of those voices sound exactly like 50 Cent. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like.
I'm 50, man. Like, at the end of the day, you know, my boy Floyd's going to do his thing, you know what I'm saying?
That wasn't a good impression either, but
yeah.
I tried.
I think you need to stop while you're behind. Let's move on. I'm talking about Raven Simone. She's fine. You know what I'm saying? Rosario Dawson's fine. You know who else is fine? Amber Rose. Amber Rose. And the reason why I bring Amber Rose up, because she has apparently leaked some photos of her doing unquestionable things, nude pics, you know, with her touching herself. And she's acting like she's ashamed that they actually got out. Like, oh, my, I can't believe my pictures got out there.
That's what you got to do. You can't act like you did on purpose. That's what they all do. Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian's like, oh, it was an accident. How dare they leak these?
This is publicity. This is straight publicity. You know what I mean? It's old school.
Yeah,
it's good, but it's also trashy. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I mean, I like a good porno. I like good news pics. That's all good. But let's be straight up. You know what I'm saying? Amber Rose is a hoe. You know what I'm saying? She was a hoe, but she's getting her money off of being a hoe, and that's okay. You know what I'm saying? But
good
businesswoman. But, you know what I'm saying, it's a bad image. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like to see women who get big off of not exploiting sites. No offense to the women who have. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, I would like to see a woman just get straight married. You know what I'm saying?
Oprah
did, yeah, of course. I mean, Oprah didn't leave no new pics. You know who I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for Whoopi Goldberg's new pics.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Whoopi Goldberg, go ahead and release some of that. You don't see those accidentally leaking out. You know what I'm saying?
Goldberg's thick, man.
Yeah. Thick is not the word. I think it's thick, but you replace the C and the K in that word with N and G. She's thing. She's it. There's a Whoopi. Can you imagine from Whoopi vagina? Like a Whoopi cushion to Whoopi vagina. Oh, man. Whoopi, send me your new pics. Let's leak those. You know what I'm saying? Why do people act like new pictures accidentally fall out of the sky? Like, you took those. You know, and when you do something like that, you be thinking, oh, no, I hope they don't get out. Psych. You know what I mean? Rihanna, she had hers. Who else? I love them, man.
What's that guy, Anthony Weiner?
Anthony Weiner. Well, I don't know. With him, I feel like, I don't know, man. That's just bad. Oh, you got a bad last name like that. You can't ever let your penis get out there like that. You know what I'm saying? Why do send the penis thing anyway? I mean, let's be real, though. They all look the same. You think it's uncircumcised or not. You know what I'm saying? Send somebody else's. Well, that's what he tried to lie and say. You know, oh, that's somebody else's. But, you know, it's like,
you got caught, man. He should have told the truth from the start.
Well, politicians, they have a lot of people behind them. They always tell them to, you know, they tell them to lie. Look at Arnold, look at Bill Clinton, look at, you know, first thing that comes out is a lie. It's always a lie.
Man, the politicians, man, they work for us, man. They for the people, man. If they're lying, doing the same things we do, I'll probably do the same thing, man.
They're only human, man. But with Anthony Weiner, though, I don't know. He seemed like he was a dick before he showed his face. he didn't seem like a nice guy. I don't know. Y'all can go ahead and, you know, if you see on the news, you see his type of picture's demeanor, man. He didn't seem like the most positive guy. Like, it's all about positive energy and positive people, and he didn't seem positive, you know. And I never was down for that dude anyway. But, you know, hey, when you're in bad situations like that, I understand. Even though I didn't feel like he was a positive guy, Wiener, you know, go ahead and get out of this situation. Go ahead, take some time off, man.
Oh, I think Michael Vick lied too when they found out about it, so it was natural.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Dog fighting. That's just some hood stuff. Sometimes you gotta leave the hood stuff behind when you move up.
Talk about rumors, man. There's a rumor talk about OJ getting out of jail, giving an exclusive interview to Oprah. But this is a rumor. I would like to talk about it, though. What do you think about it?
Well, I think, in order of chronological, what happened was Oprah said the only way she would come back to her show is if OJ would admit that he killed Nicole Simpson.
Well, no.
That's the first step of it. So then the next step was the rumor was that, OJ said that they released him just for this one moment, you know. But then the other part is that he never said that Oprah never even tried to get in contact with OJ, you know. So that's where the rumor, it evolved. But basically, will it happen? I mean, he really already admitted it. He wrote a book that said, if I did do it, here's how. I'm saying, that guy, you know, this is like R. Kelly. He about to release a book. Here's how to molest a child. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, it's like, you know, get a bucket of urine. Step one. It's like, people manipulating the American system. I'm not saying it's the greatest system, but you know, it's like, man, you know.
Better back in the days when they throw you off a cliff
because
they think you're a witch, man.
Or back when they plank, they just like made you walk the plank. Walk the plank, matey. And just throw you off. Shoot, man. That's how they freed the slaves. They just made them walk the plank, and if they swam the shore.
That's how they're looking on that boat.
That's
I think
there's
some slave shit, though, man.
It doesn't matter, though, man. It doesn't really matter.
Like, my teacher, man, I felt ashamed. You know, I was like, I'll never do this again. But then I tried to do it yesterday, so.
It's not that serious, man. I mean, you know, come on, guys.
Planking.
Let's move on. I wanted to run through some more topics. Tom Hanks' son, apparently a rapper, Chet Hayes. Shout out to that guy. Keep working, guy. I just think it's ironic that Tom Hanks, Forrest Gump's son, is he's a rapper, a gangster rapper.
He's a rapper with life, you know. Life is like what? You know, life's like this.
Life is like. I mean, he had a great upcoming. I like to see his 8 Mile moment, and he
he's in a bad situation. He got to prove that he belongs. You know, like he don't have that story from coming up. He's got to talk about how he's behind Tom Hanks' shadow. You know, that'll be interesting to hear about. Oh, you talk about that? You know, about what went down with Tom Hanks' household. You know.
I really would. That sounds boring. That sounds just as boring as Tom Hanks' new movie, Larry Crown, is going to be. That's very boring. That sounds boring. I really don't have no. I have no interest in Tom Hanks' life nor his son's life. But hey, if he's a dope rapper, keep doing your thing. I'll buy your album when it's out if it's good. And
is he got to have that I Love College song?
No, that's Asher Roth.
Oh,
That gets a dead silent moment. Okay, guys. We're going to go ahead and move on to the next song. Since Tupac decided he wanted to make an album, we're going to go ahead and play one of his greatest hits right now. This is Dear Mama by Tupac. Holla, let's go.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was the fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day, running from the police. That's right, mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You
always was committed. A poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you see it. There's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father. He was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out and started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. Trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. And dear mama, you all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama,
place no one above
you. You all appreciate it.
Alright guys, Jeremy Scipio back with 100% Black Radio. You know what I'm saying? If you're just timing in, we covered a lot of topics. You know, we're coming to an end of the short show today, but you know, we have fun. Just an overcap. So far we talked about we started the show talking about Tracy Morgan, unfortunately, with his new situation he got going on. Talked about Chris Hansen with To Catch a Predator. We talked about Tupac releasing a new diss track. We talked about Floyd Mayweather. We talked about planking. What did we talk about? Tom Hanks' son, Chris Brown. Talked about Amber. Oh God, Amber Rose. Anyway, we talked about Amber Rose. Before the show closes out, I want to talk about there was a man in Chicago who basically found $1,700 outside of a Walgreens, turned the money into the bank, and then the police and the bank fined him $500 for turning in money.
Doing the right thing.
So, guys, if you find $1,700, run, nigga, run. That's what you should be doing is running. No. But the reason why they went ahead and fined him because he lied about where he found it. But that shouldn't matter.
You know what I'm saying? It was a stupid thing, but he turned it in.
I mean, a lot. Most of us would have took it. But most of us probably would have been in jail instead of getting a $500 fine.
Oh, yeah, true right there, man.
You know, but, hey, you know, big ups to the man. You know, I wouldn't even worry about it, man. You never know. Karma has a weird way of working itself around. So maybe something good is coming around, or maybe something bad is coming around. You know, you never know. You never know. But, yeah, guys, 100% Black Radio. We've been rocking so far. Like I said, my name is Jeremy Scipio, comedian. A host extraordinaire. I got a lot of shows coming up. Actually, I'll be going to New York. I'll be doing the show live from New York next week. So, yeah, we're going to see what the East Coast is like. You know, hopefully get some East Coast callers and see what's going on that side of the world. I'll be bringing news to you just like I brought to you today. We're going to bring it to you on that side. So far in the show, we've covered comedy. We've covered hip-hop. We cover just entertainment in general, you know, got some views, got some points across. And that's what 100% Black Radio is about, or just 100% Black in general. Like I said, started in 2002, the clothing line, just entertainment company, and that's what I love about it. It's my baby. Here rocking with Maurice Spears, who's been my co-host today. He's also a comedian. He's going to be performing at Flappers tonight, is it?
Yeah, Flappers at 7:30 p.m., and I'll be performing in the Yoo-Hoo Room.
In the Yoo-Hoo Room. So, yeah, guys, Flappers is in Burbank. Go ahead and Google it if you want to get to know it. Maurice, anything you want to say before we close out the show?
All I got to say about that, on the comment about that Floyd Mayweather fight, man, and they keep talking about he's supposed to be scared of Pacquiao, man. All Pacquiao got to do is take the test, man. I'm a boxing fan, so I don't know about y'all, but I just have a passion about it, man. I feel like that's my piece of it right there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's all Manny Pacquiao has to do is take the drug test. I mean, if he simply would have took the drug test long ago, then we all would have found out that the truth is Floyd Mayweather is scared to fight him. And that's just the way it is. I mean, if he was...
I'm scared, man. Come on. That's my guy, man.
Like I said, I rock with Floyd, but, man, he needs to go ahead and knock the roids out this dude. If he ain't scared, knock the roids out of him. If he wouldn't even be able to get in the boxing ring.
He got fragile hands, man. He can't
step and
knock out Royder.
I'm just saying, man, If a dude was talking back to you, you know what I'm saying, and you felt like you can beat him, you just whoop him, no matter what it was on.
Well, that's on the street, man. You talking about a professional fight right here, man.
And then on top of that, man, I see the future. You know what I'm saying? I see the future. What I want to do is I want extreme boxing where I don't care what it took to get you in the ring and get you to win. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you have to get high, if you got to get drunk, you got to get all fucked up before you get on that ring. Do that. That's going to be live, man. You know what I'm saying?
That was UFC, early UFC fights right there.
UFC fights, that's how I started. Like some Fight Club type stuff.
UFC's better now. It's sanctioned. It's weight classes. You know, you don't see pop belly people who be at the bars and all that. You know, people who's in shape.
I don't know. I mean, UFC is a lot better. It's a lot more popular now than it was. But, yeah, Floyd be scared of that, too. Because just like he's scared of Manny. No, Floyd, man, go ahead and get in there, man. That's all I got to say about that. You know what I mean? We only got 2 minutes left for the show. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we covered a lot of things. 100% Black Radio, guys. I'm glad for you guys rocking with me. Tune in. We're going to have a lot more fun, a lot more great things in store. I'm comedian Jeremy Scipio, rocking with comedian Maurice Spears here today. And have fun. I'd like to shout out Son Edwards. And sorry about that caller that logged out. Hopefully we can go ahead and chat it up next time. But like I said, guys, you know, we had fun. Tune in next time. We'll talk about what's going on that day. I'm Jeremy Scipio. I want to close y'all out with, once again, my favorite rapper, Nas, with It Ain't Hard to Tell. Let's go.